to the International Brotherhood of Freemasons podcast, a Masonic podcast that brings you education pieces from a wide array of authors throughout the English, Spanish, and French-speaking regions of the world. International Brotherhood of Freemasons, in no way, reflects the views of any Masonic lodge or Grand Lodge and is the sole opinion of the person expressing it. And now, your host, Brother Paul Haynes.
Welcome to the first episode of the first season of International Brotherhood of Freemasons. This episode will be longer than what we'll normally do, simply because of the topic, which is what is Freemasonry, which is a very wide topic that we could talk about all day, and also because I wanted to use a variety of sources for this topic. So we'll be seeing a couple sources, one from the United Grand Lodge of England, another from the a Grand Lodge in Canada, an excerpt from a French book on Masonry, and then finally from the Grand Lodge of Argentina. So my first source is the United Grand Lodge of England. I got this off their website, and it's very brief, but it simply says, Freemasonry has always been about making good men better. Individuals aim to shape their lives around five core principles. Integrity. We say what we mean, and we keep our promises. Kindness. Although our families come first, we believe in playing a key role in our communities and give time and money to charitable ventures. Honesty. We pride ourselves on openness about what being a Freemason means for us. Fairness. We treat everyone as equal. We listen to others, explore any differences, and look for common ground. Tolerance. We respect the opinions of others and behave with understanding towards them. Before I read this next piece, I want to make clear the source. It is from an author of a book originally written in French, and he is affiliated with the Lodge of Memphis Misraim, and he is from an order that practices mixed Freemasonry. So you'll hear references to both male and female, because in mixed Freemasonry, they accept both men and women as members of their lodge. This particular group is not affiliated with the free and accepted Masons. But I wanted to include it because throughout the world, there are many groups who are Masonic, who use Masonic rites and initiations. And he addresses the question, qu'est-ce que la franc-maçonnerie, or what is Freemasonry? And this is a summary of a book. I found this on the website L'Orient des Lumières, Edition L'Orient des Lumières. And it is a summary from the book Ma franc-maçonnerie, mise à nu pour les profanes, which I translate as My Freemasonry Laid Bare for the Profane. The author is Frank Fokeri, and he is of Grand Loge Mist Memphis Misraim, which is the Memphis Misraim Lodge. Okay, and he talks about what is Freemasonry. And he says, if you consult Wikipedia about this question, here is the response. The word Freemasonry refers to a gathering of social elite formed from very diverse social and historic phenomena. The recruitment of members consists of election and initiatic rites that refer to a Masonic secret in the art of construction. In order to not hide anything from you, I read this definition three times, and I don't understand anything more than you do about what it means. We need to acknowledge that a Masonic historian will give you the same definition as another brother who is passionate about policy or a sister who supports Masonic social events. If you have asked three Masons, you can also consult one who practices symbolic Freemasonry. There again, you get another explanation that leaves you with the impressions that you're talking about something else entirely. In conclusion, Masonry can assume different forms as it meets the varying expectations that exist within each candidate. Expressed another way, Freemasonry could be compared to the martial arts. Some practice it so as to protect themselves, others to promote physical or mental wellness. Again, others do it for fun. There exist a multitude of different forms of martial arts, and the obtained results are varied as well as complementary. Yet this pooling of combat or health techniques bear the same name. So then, without having to respond again to your question, I can once more say that Masonry is not a club meeting, business networking, an interim to power, an Illuminati subsidiary, a political party, a think tank, a philosophy circle, an exercise facility, some religious backroom, therapy room, and I most certainly forgot something else. Before totally satisfying your curiosity by clearly responding to the question, it's good to know that Freemasonry is a social body of about 180,000 in France, alive and, most importantly, evolving. If it had been originally founded as it is now, about 4 centuries ago, its effect on society would have always been the same. We can affirm that Freemasonry is a rite of passage. It would be useful to conclude this definition by stating that it works for the well-being and good of those who practice it. To this day, we only know of a single case of a Mason who may have been assassinated by his brothers. We'll discuss this again on the next pages. If I conclude my remarks to you by saying that Freemasonry has a goal of elevating mankind by way of its intrinsic qualities of wisdom and by encouraging one to begin to exist in harmony with life, it seems to me that we may have a beautiful backdrop already. It is important to add that the work of Freemasons is essentially directed towards themselves for the purpose of becoming better. He could shine all his power upon society. This is the manner in which Freemasonry influences the world. It acts by revealing the qualities of its members. At least, this is the purpose of its existence, because the reality is sometimes more complex, as we will see. What's left for me now is to finish the beginning of the definition by telling you that this ritual work that takes place in every practicing lodge, we'll return to this in a little later on this famous rite, which is based on ritual. For the moment, just remember that a ritual is a ceremony which understands gestures, a vocabulary, movements, and a mental attitude. After having set down the foundation of a favorable appearance, some think that the proselytes are intended to drum up business. Others will imagine it has to do with praising our royal art without speaking about the negative side. You will have the opportunity in a few chapters to find that I can be uncompromising and perfectly able to denounce my slip-ups and idiosyncrasies that I impose upon myself as they happen. My definition of Freemasonry stems from a long practice of observing all the degrees I have observed in all the lodges where I have been invited by brothers and sisters in numerous different countries. Of course, I do not claim to know the 4 million Masons on our planet, but I think I have traveled and observed enough to share with you my opinion of what I have seen and experienced. When the question of the definition of Freemasonry arises, it is almost impossible to give a simple and quick answer. All the various Freemasonic practices of the world are united by a common core, initiation. However, the practices in question may differ, which can become very disturbing in the beginning for the one who seeks to understand with his intellectual reasoning only. The reality is that Masonry cannot be understood solely. It is practice and felt. We do not learn Freemasonry. We print it on the very cells of our body. It acts in us like a catharsis. Through the work of purification of our passions, it leads us to the knowledge of our inner being. The recurring theme of Freemasonry is know thyself. The goal is undoubtedly to focus on our inner self, to harmonize with our universe, at least so far as we can perceive it. To sum up my remarks with the words of Mohandas Gandhi, I would say that happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. It can safely be said that the purpose of Masonry is to place the practitioner in a state of permanent refocusing and balancing. It is no coincidence that one of its favorite symbols is the plum. Freemasonry is the quest for the happy medium. This principle of justice has nothing to do with the good and the bad of morality. It is the matter of finding within oneself and beyond oneself the principle of rightness and justice in all things. Certainly, Freemasonry is used to get closer to who we are. In contrast, the basic principle of a cult is to push members to copy a preconceived model. It is precisely the opposite that occurs in Freemasonry. There is no possible imitation of identity, no reproduction, no dogma of personality. As Pindar said, become such as you are. This Freemason who works his art is an assiduous person who walks the path of wisdom. It is a quest for self. Through his own efforts, he is nourished and enriched by others.
The rivers clap their hands.
Thanks again for listening. Special thanks goes to Daniel Haynes for the intro and Ryan K. Haynes for providing soundtracks for this episode. You can find more information about Ryan K. Haynes and his music at ReverbNation.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and Podbean. You can also find International Brotherhood of Freemasons podcast on YouTube, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and at IBFpodcast.com, where you can support the show by clicking on either the Patreon button or the DonorBox.org button. Anyone who donates at least $1 a month or makes a one-time donation of $12 will get access to original articles, their translations, pictures, and hyperlinks. If you're able to make a monthly donation of at least $5 or a one-time donation of $60, you will receive a producer's packet in the mail as well. Please send in any comments or questions to podcastibf@gmail.com. Be sure to look for next month's episode wherever you heard today's episode. Until then, remember how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony.